Hello, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question. In what state are you registered to vote?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay, thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay, thank you. Just so we know, we have a variety of audience, if you don't mind me asking. And what year were you born? Only the year.
73.
1973. Okay, thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50, or do you think you won't vote?
Almost certain.
Okay, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing that country right now, in your own words, in a small statement?
The price of groceries and the cost of living in general.
Thank you. Next question. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, you did skip that one?
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll vote for Kennedy.
Kennedy. Okay, thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden.
60.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. Next question. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Biden, I guess.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Next question. President Biden should prioritize authorizing working permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Agree.
Do you agree? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I agree.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely,
somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can contribute to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
A little concerned. Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during that campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to the immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. On the other hand, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay, thank you. Next. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd probably vote for Kennedy.
Okay, thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers? Yes, a family member. Yes, a co-worker. Yes, a friend. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, but I prefer not to specify or no.
I don't know, so I'm going to have to say no.
No, okay, thank you. Next. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Spanish language radio programs, Fox News channel or website, WhatsApp, OAN or Newsmax, Univision or Telemundo, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, or none of the above?
I've used a few of them.
Okay. Can you don't mind naming at least one?
I usually go onto USA Today, the USA Today app, and Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America.
Mexico.
Mexico. Okay, thank you. Were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico? Okay, thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? No. Okay.
No.
Okay. What languages do you primarily speak at home? Always English? Or
Always English.
Always English, okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, I'm sorry, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
An associate's degree.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Oh, Amalia, A-M-A-L-I-A.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and you're interested in participating. Would you be interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note you that you are interested in a follow-up research and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.